Welcome to the Bart Cop Report. It may be short, but he knows what to do with it. And now, a few words from Bart Cop.
Hi, my name is Bart. And it's not a real show. This is a temp show. It's my first attempt at speaking since I got my new computer. They cost about $85,000. But the quick topic today is Pete Rose. I don't understand it, but Pete Rose has apparently committed some unspeakable crime for which he cannot be forgiven, and of which I am not aware. Whatever Pete Rose did, it's really, really, really bad. Except for OJ trying to cut his wife's head off. Apparently nobody is a bigger danger to the world than Pete Rose, who must be kept out of the Hall of Fame and must be shunned by everybody in sports. But I just can't figure out why. The claim is that, well, my good friend Gene Lyons wrote an article about him that was, shall we say, non-flattering. And he mentions that he committed the cardinal sin of lying to us for 14 years about whether or not he bet on baseball. Well, I see a Clinton parallel here. It's none of our business what Pete Rose did in his off time. Well, hell, Pete Rose, he doesn't work for the taxpayers. It's none of his business what he does to any of us ever. If he bet on baseball, fine. Hey, guess what? Gambling should not be a crime. In some states it is. But it's just really stupid to be upset with someone because they took a gamble. You know, Christopher Columbus took a gamble back in 1492 when he went, where did he go? West, trying to find India. That was a gamble. That was a big-ass gamble. The Pilgrims, they got on those leaky, rickety ships in 16-something. They went to America to try to conquer the continent, take it from a bunch of Indians. That's a hell of a gamble. That's a damn big gamble. And then once they settled in the eastern states, think what a gamble it was to get in a damn covered wagon train, or whatever they call it, and go across the continent, fighting the Utes and the Paiutes and the Coyotes and the Sioux and the every other damn thing. Hell, they had bears and, you know, there was no air conditioning, there was no houses, there was no pit stops, there was no restrooms, there was no nothing. Think what kind of gamble it was to take a trip across the country back in the 1700s. That's called gambling. Nothing wrong with gambling. When is America going to learn that? Christ, you get in your car, you're sitting in your Lazy Boy watching MASH reruns, and you say, boy, I'd like me a root beer and some potato chips, and you get in your car and go to the 7-Eleven, you are gambling your life that you're not going to be hit. How many of you people went somewhere New Year's Eve? You were gambling that there was no drunk going to T-bone your ass on the way home from a party. That's gambling. Everything you do is gambling. They're mad at Pete Rose because about 150 years ago, some hand jobs at the Chicago Black Sox decided they were going to fix a World Series game. I don't know the details. I don't care. But their crime was not gambling. Their crime was conspiracy to illegally gain money by fixing a sports event. Now, see, that should be a crime. Gambling's not a crime. You can't get out of bed without gambling. Hell, if you stay in bed, you're gambling. You don't know if a damn plane's going to burst through the roof and kill you in your bed. If you got out of bed at a normal time, you'd be alive now. But no, you gambled and stayed in bed, and that plane crashed through the roof and killed you right in your damn bed. Gambling is not the problem, but somehow they've stuck it all on Pete Rose. About half of the, probably more than half of the sports world hates Pete Rose with all their guts. Oh, they just hate him to death. And I don't know why. He's the greatest baseball player ever, greatest hitter that ever lived. Ty Cobb used to be, and let me tell you, Ty Cobb was a mean, vengeful, racist, son-of-a-bitch prick. Anyone that knows anything about Ty Cobb knows he just hated everybody. He was just a mean old bastard. They said if Ty Cobb was on first base and the batter behind him hits a ground ball, he would go into second base cleats first. He wanted that base so bad he didn't mind putting some second baseman in the hospital, but he's in the Hall of Fame. And another thing I'll tell you about the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame is voted on by, I think, about 700 sports writers. And sports writers, like every other walk of life, they've got some real sons of bitches in the sports writing community. My dad wrote for the Sporting News, and he told me that makes him a sports writer. He was a big one, too. But he told me there were people that voted against Stan Musial to be in the Hall of Fame. There are people going to vote against Roger Clemens And I'd be one of them just because I don't like the guy. To me, he's another Tiger Woods. But, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't, if I said he didn't belong in the Hall of Fame. These vengeful bastards, these sports writers, they vote against these guys. You watch, they'll vote against Mark McGwire. Mark McGwire will probably get 200 no votes to go in the Hall of Fame. The sports writers, they don't go by who deserves to get in. They go by who granted them an interview, who was a nice guy, who bought them a round of drinks. Not all of them. It'd be my guess most of the people in the Hall of Fame deserve to be there. There are some big, big, big names who aren't in the Hall of Fame just because some sports writers didn't like them. And that's another hand job. The whole world's a hand job. But to attack Pete Rose because he gambled on baseball. Again, if he gambled, no bookie is going to take a bet from Pete Rose that when he's managing the Cincinnati Reds that they're going to lose that day. What bookie is going to take that bet? It's like me betting, hey, dude, I'll bet you $1,000 I missed the dartboard with all three darts. Now, who's going to take that bet? It's so stupid. If Pete Rose, he says he bet on his team to win every game, I believe him. If he knows, let's say they're playing, I don't know, St. Louis, and St. Louis pitcher is bad, or, you know, St. Louis is 8-2 on the road at night against a left-hander, and Pete Rose knows this, what's wrong with him placing $5,000 on his team to win? It makes no sense. No bookie is ever going to take a bet from Pete Rose that his team will lose because he can control it. It's the dartboard thing. It is common sense. If he bet on his team to win, what the hell is wrong with that? Why are we after Pete Rose for betting on himself? He bet on himself and his team to win. That can't be a crime. But the people, they just hate Pete Rose so much. Like I said, only OJ is more hated in the sports community, and I can't figure out the hell why. Because the Black Sox did something wrong 85 years ago, that's no reason to punish every gambler in the history of sports from now on. I read this in a lot of these stories. I read the USA Today. You go to the back page of the sports section in the USA Today, and they give you the odds, the odds that day for the baseball games or the football games, whatever. Every Friday, USA Today gives you the line on football. Green Bay is expected to lose to St. Louis by 4. Now, why do they print that if it's not to promote and enable gamblers? This country is a gamble. Living is a gamble. Everything's a gamble. To punish a man for gambling, for betting on himself, is stupid. And that's just the way it is. And I'll close here now because I had to get something in the can to test the new fireworks here. So we're going to put this on the net and see if it takes. Thanks for listening to BartCop.com. I'll be in a better mood on the next show.
And that was the Bart Cop Report, brought to you by BartCop.com.